Behind every successful man, there's a woman. Behind every successful superhero, there's an extremely gifted and prudent mentor. Meet Stick, the multi-talented martial arts sensei and the blind trainer. He's not a superhuman, but has all the qualifications of being one. Listed here are some of the extraordinary feats that helped him make some invincible and resilient combatants in the world of comic books. Before we go into our explanation, we have a very small request. If you like our content, please support us by subscribing to our channel. This is a small click for you, but for us, it means a lot. Thank you. Let's begin. The man named Stick. Although Stick has a gazillion attributes to his name, he maintains a low profile. Some of his titles include the following. He's the leader of a prestigious warrior order named the Chaste, whose prime aim is to keep a watch and fight the evil doings of the Hand. He first appeared in comic issue number 176 in 1981. And his character was based on a TV series character that went by the name Zatoichi, a blind samurai. How did Stick come into being? Stick was created by writer and artist Frank Miller. Stick's origins go back to the streets of New York, where he was born. He embraced the name Stick as a tribute to his self-made weapon, the bow staff. While Stick's genealogy remains unknown, it's said that around 2,000 years ago, there existed a Japanese hero by the name Yamato Takeru, the Ancient One, who amalgamated his soul into the iconic holy sword, Kusanagi, no, Suruguri, better known as Grass Cutter. Stick is a reincarnation of this ancient hero. He's said to have received occult and spiritual training. Despite being blind since birth, it isn't surprising that Stick may have displayed his martial arts skills from an early age. As a young adult, Stick was trained by a blind centurion, martial arts practitioner named Master Izzo, who moved to Chaste from the enemy camp, the Hand, to lead a life of reform. Intense training from Izzo, the Ancient One, Stick developed his extraordinary abilities. Being the ultimate pupil, he polished his skills so that no one knew he was blind. Due to his deafness and inherent martial arts abilities, Stick rose in ranks and became a leader of the order, sometimes also referred to as Seven. The Chaste is an order named after the only surviving child in a village mercilessly slaughtered by the Hand. This child grows up to avenge the killings and establishes the order with people who share his vision. The order resides on a mountaintop in an undisclosed location. After Stick took on as leader of the order, he revoked the age-old rule of not taking in women pupils. This repeal proves expensive for Stick when his pupil Electra falters and must be expelled. Following the ideology of the Chaste, Stick's staunchest enemy are all those ninjas who align themselves with the evil Hand. Stick's prominent presence in comic books. Stick's pupils. Matt Murdock, one of the noteworthy presences of Stick in comic books, is his identity as a trainer to the blind Matthew Murdock, who later becomes the feared vigilante Daredevil. Stick first found him when young Matt was orphaned. Unknown assailants killed his father, and his mother deserted him. Matt loses his eyesight due to accidental dangerous exposure to radioactive material. And as he steps out of the hospital, having lost all hope, Stick offers to train him in martial arts and help him improve his radar sense to mirror Stick's abilities in that area. He teaches Matt several types of hand-to-hand combat, preparing him for the world. Further, when Matt moves to New York to attend college at Columbia University, Stick moves there to keep an eye out for him. He knows Matt's potential, and being the ultimate mentor, he sticks around until, on one of his outings at one of the NYC pool halls, he engages in a local brawl where Matt is also present. Matt is caught off guard by an attack by small-time thug Turk Barrett. He defeats Turk, but in the process, loses his radar sense. Stick is not the one to let down a pupil. He puts Matt on a rigorous regime of renewed martial arts training to heighten Matt's radar sense and pushes Matt to his limits. Matt undergoes a cathartic experience during the training, taking him back to his disturbing childhood and the grief he sensed in his younger days. The mix of training and the poignancy of a dark past makes Matt restore his radar sense and regain his extraordinary combat levels, matching the level of Stick's. Here, we get a glimpse of Daredevil in the making when Stick skillfully maneuvers an arrow in Matt's direction, and he deflects it with equal skill. Electra Nachios, also studying at Columbia, gets into a relationship with Matt, but breaks it off after the brutal murder of her father. Already trained in martial arts and simmering with revenge, Electra makes her way to Japan and trains under an unknown sensei. After learning all she could, the sensei advises her to apply to Chaste to gain composure of some kind. Electra gets accepted and drifts into Styx's training den of the Chaste. She becomes Styx's earnest pupil, but can't top the training due to her intense, vengeful approach. She breathes revenge, which comes in the form of purest training. After her expulsion, Styx fears that her rage will land her in trouble and predicts she will be influenced by vile forces such as the Hand. His prophecy comes true as Electra trains under the Hand, and finally ends up becoming a mercenary assassin. Battles of Hand versus Chaste foes for a lifetime. The Hand gets aggressive in eliminating Chaste and wiping them off. A group of seven, including Styx and his pupils, Claw, Shaft, and Stone, fight them hard and thwart all their attempts to harm them. They even manage to eliminate Hand's most dangerous warrior, Kurigi. But on a fateful day, the Hand attacks with over 40 ninja soldiers. The attack happens at Daredevil's house, where Black Widow, Styx, and all members of the Chaste are present. They fight relentlessly, but are no match for the big army. The Claw gets killed. Styx figures, if he had to save Daredevil and Black Widow in this bloody battle, he would have to give himself up. He instructs Stone to transport Daredevil and Black Widow to safety, while he and Shaft stay back. Together, they use their final powers, which involve defeating the enemy through psionic methods. They defeat the enemy, but the intensive process drains them. Their bodies burst as they both died martyrs. Styx's connection with Deadpool. Styx is part of the Deadpool comedy meetup, where he, along with other blind heroes, Daredevil, Destiny, Blindfold, Shroud, and Madame Web. Styx's appearance in Contest of the Champions is iconic and memorable, and he's brought to life by the Collector to be used as a contest player. Styx uses his intelligence and senses to pair up with Sentry to create a portal of escape, but loses his life. He returns when he gets a chance to impersonate Rick Jones. He uses this identity to defeat Maestro and Gallows, who were using the ISO sphere for selfish reasons. Styx manages to restore the ISO sphere to its original place with the help of Outlaw, granting the contestants of the contest a wish to do whatever they want. Styx uses this wish to return from the dead. Mission in Cairo. Styx learns of a ploy hatched by the Hand to trap Daredevil. Taking Elektra's help, he travels to Cairo and locates the tomb where a Hand ninja possesses a symbiote in the third eye of Agamotto, which would be used to destroy Daredevil. And this wasn't it. The Hand was planning to go into the city of Sickles to spread his evil intentions. Styx couldn't let this happen and, through his powers, ruins his evil intentions with the help of Elektra, who kills the ninja. Styx's appearance and fist to fight the Hand involved him reuniting Daredevil with his first love, Elektra, so that they could fight as a couple. In this story arc, one sees Styx dead and has been brought to life to work as a spy against Fist. But good prevails, and Styx defeats the Hand's vile intentions and returns to the real world by destroying the Lunati talisman. Styx in Netflix's Daredevil. Watching Styx in Netflix's Daredevil brought to life a character we had only seen in the form of illustrations. Played by actor Scott Glenn, the septuagenarian can give the likes of Stallone, Liam Neeson, and Jeff Bridges a run for their money. As per the comic book character, Styx's age is unknown due to his slow aging and maturing quality, and one can't estimate his approximate age from the comics. So, casting a character like Styx can be difficult. Yet the casting team hit the nail with this hire. Scott Glenn embodied everything that Styx represents. In reality, Glenn is a professional boxer and wrestler who practiced the sport growing up to fight his frail immunity levels. He's also a Marine, which makes him perfect for the role of an adept combatant. He nailed the Styx depression to the T and prevented his tough mentor side with aplomb. This comes to play in the scene when his pupil Elektra, unable to control her vengeful side, punches her opponent mercilessly in the boxing ring, such that she might be pulled away. Styx confronts her, explaining that rage is not the way if she wants to be a soldier. She cannot use something as personal as anger to win the war. She'll have to take a selfless approach to become a good soldier. He even comments that her opponent deserved a thrashing, but reminds her that it was a fake setup. Her opponent was on their side. Rage shouldn't make one blind. His handling situations with such composure, despite being a ferocious fighter, makes Styx a powerful character. Glenn presented this powerful presence well. Also, a memorable scene is when he says his iconic goodbye to Elektra, placing his forehead on hers, making that connection before she's given up for adoption. It was an incredibly positive way to let a person go and move on to the next student to train. Owing to his lineage and instincts, Glenn's zen-like demeanor is beautifully captured in his portrayal of Styx, which is even better than actor Terrence Stamp. Although a tough taskmaster, his first interaction with young Murdoch as they sit on a park bench is heart-wrenching. The skill with which he chats him up with an ice cream is commendable. He makes the boy believe he hasn't lost everything by hurling a bunch of keys at young Murdoch, only to prove his reflexes are intact. And these moments make Stick so memorable and deserve every bit of our respect. Well done, Netflix, on the terrific screen presentation of an iconic character. What makes Stick, Stick? Looks, personality, and abilities. Stick looks lean but not mean. His face is a combination of kindness and no-nonsense, reflecting years of rigorous combat training and discipline. But his looks can be misleading, as he hides his handicaps, his blindness, so well. He wears army colors, shaded olive green, and his attire is as comfortable as his demeanor, a black M65 jacket over a simple shirt and cargo. He wears typical army boots that aid his movement and agility. His hair is crew cut, again a soldier look. He wears a cap at times. He carries his famous staff that works both as a navigator as well as a weapon. One thing to note is that Stick's abilities need to be dubbed as powers, although he claims, through training, one can attain these powers. Do we believe it? No. Not from what he has achieved so far. Stick's blindness made him develop his radar sense at a very young age. He created a proximity sense through intense training that was better than Daredevil's. By proximity sense, we mean that Stick can visualize the form and shape of any object or person within his vicinity, making his reflexes razor sharp. His acute senses can be compared to a bat, even better. His sonar sense and power of hearing, even if faint, are at an unimaginable level. Even dolphins known for their sonar sense can take a page from Stick's playbook of senses. He can dodge an attack, even if an arrow comes at him, with finesse. And if one adds his agility and nimbleness, imagine what that makes him. A dangerous and invincible combatant. Stick is also known for his psionic ability, a combination of the paranormal and psychic abilities that allow him to telepathically dive into another person's consciousness and extract that person's energies into his own. This telepathic transport of energy drains the enemy's energy levels, rendering him hopeless. This power is also known as chi, maneuvering. At one point, to escape death, Stick had managed to transfer his life energy into a lifeless body only to transport it later. Stick also can exist in the astral form, making him close to immortality. If one were to put Stick's power grid in place, it would be comprised of intelligence, strength, speed, durability, energy projection, and fighting skills. In addition to his acute powers, Stick's a grand master of martial arts and an ace at unarmed combat. His only weapon is a bow staff. A prototype of Stick's character inspired the writing of the character named Splinter, also a mentor, seen in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Marvelous verdict. We conclude that Stick is a holistic combination of what any combatant would dream of being, and having a mentor like him is a blessing. His humility inspires us to stay grounded and move to our next blessing. Agree? And if you liked our content, don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to us if you haven't already. Have a good one, and be safe. Thanks, everyone.